The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, not only here is Dr. Holly, and hi there as it is, but I've got the Everyday Juicer back with me, the juice star, Ray Deuce Star, who, if you've been listening the last couple weeks and last couple segments, that you can always find on RadioMD.com, the Dr. Holly Lucille Show at Mindful Medicine. He dropped his cholesterol you know what, Ray, I'm just going to throw it over to you because...
From 234 to 168 in 4 months by adapting a juicing lifestyle. All right,
thank you, sir.
That?
This is called teamwork. 234 to 168. That was a big typo on my part, so I was reading it all cattywampus. In 4 months. Okay, so 6 powerful steps to help people begin or continue through the juicing process. You are chock full of information all the time. That's why I get you every week. But go ahead, take it away.
Well, and that's why I love being here, and that's why I love juicing, and it kept me off of Lipitor, and I'm feeling great. I literally just finished a 32-ounce juice about 3 minutes before I jumped on the call. So needless to say, I've got a lot of energy for this segment. All right, let's talk about how do you juice. You know, at this point, you probably, you know, are a little bit sold on the topic. So how the heck do you get started? Well, I'll tell you what. One of the things that you're going to want to do is there are step one in this, and you can find all of these on the EverydayJuicer.com website under a tab called How Do I Juice? Step one is, get yourself educated. There's some great documentaries out there. Namely, there's one called Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, which was made by an Australian filmmaker named Joe Cross. If you've gotten into juicing at all, you've probably heard about this. It's on Netflix. It's excellent to watch. Aside from that, there's a few others called Food Inc., Food Matters. There's another one called Forks Over Knives, all of which you can find links to from EverydayJuicer.com, and you can even watch the trailer right off the site. So step one when it comes to juicing is basically educate yourself. Understand the path and the journey that you're about to go on. All right? So you've done that. Now let's move to step two. Step two is buy a juicer. You can't juice without a juicer unless you're the Incredible Hulk and you can really squeeze the heck out of those vegetables. So with step two, you know, we've talked about the different juicers out there. Listen, you know, at the end of the day, the best when people say, hey, Ray, what's the best juicer? I say the best juicer is the one you're actually going to use, and ideally on a daily basis. So if you go onto the site, we give you some recommendations, but go ahead and do your own research. You've got it. You've got the internet. Figure out which juicer is there for you and decide on which one and go ahead and buy that. By the way, you do not need to spend over $200 for an excellent, excellent juicer. The one that I recommend is a Breville product. It's around $199. There's another great juicer by a company called Storebound. The juicer's called Dash. That one runs as low as $59 at Macy's a lot of times. So you don't need to break the bank to get a good juicer. So that's step two. All right? Step three is, now that you got a juicer, you got to buy some vegetables. So you need to know what to buy. Now, I've got a very simple rule that I call the 90-10 rule, and that means you're going to want to take about 90% vegetables and then 10% or so fruits if you want to add a little bit of sweetness to it. So now what vegetables can you juice? This is what really surprises people at the array and assortment of things I juice. Celery, cucumbers, kale, spinach, lettuce, any kind of lettuce that you want. Swiss chard, you can do red chard or green chard. Collard greens, bok choy, parsley, cilantro, ginger. Ginger is a fantastic way to put a little kick into that juice. Radishes, bell peppers, any color, red, green, yellow, orange. You can juice red and green cabbage. You can juice tomatoes. You can juice broccoli. You can juice carrots. You can juice beets. You can juice apples. You know, some people ask me, can you juice berries? You can, but in all honesty, with the way berries juice and, quite frankly, how expensive berries normally are, I would recommend just buy berries and go ahead and eat them, eat the blueberries, get the antioxidant properties. Lemon and a lime. Those are the two things that I always end with. I always squeeze a lemon and a lime into my juice. And that's step three in terms of buying vegetables. So as you can see, you got a ton of choices. I mean, tons of choices. Step four is, okay, you need some recipes. This is the part that people sometimes get, you know, they overthink it. If you go to everydayjuicer.com under step four, we give you 10 or so fantastic recipes. But you know what? What ends up happening is after you've done it a few times, 6 to 10 to, you know, a dozen or so times, you basically realize it's not rocket science and you can start creating your own recipes, which is very fun. So step four, juicing recipes. Step five, I touched on it a little, but one lemon and one lime will literally make the most earthy juice taste absolutely fantastic. So I always add that to the end of my juice. I don't necessarily put the lemon and lime through the juicer because I find it, you know, it, depending on how hard the skin is, it's a little bit rough on the juicer. So I like to protect my baby and not beat him up too bad. So I take a lemon and lime, I squeeze it in half, and I either use a citrus presser or I actually have gotten a separate $30 citrus juicer that I'll juice the lemon and lime. So that's step five. And then step six, here's where I love to have some fun. I add spices to the mix. So I always end my juices, I top it off with a little bit of turmeric. I put a dash or so of cayenne in there. I grind some black pepper. You can use cinnamon. You know, in upcoming shows, we'll talk all about the benefits of spices. But that's basically it. Six incredibly, incredibly easy steps to get you from not being a juicer to hopefully becoming an everyday juicer.
Bam. All right. Well, if you thought that I have gone away, I was just listening intently because those were amazing. And I'm going to recap right now and maybe just add a little bit of a Dr. Holly spice as well. Okay. So one, get educated. And I think that is great. So as you said, you know, when you increase awareness, you increase your empowerment, I believe. And so there's great documentaries. And quite honestly, some of those documentaries, Dr. Ray is what I'm going to start calling you, the Dr. Juice, Dr. Juice Ray, they are advocating veganism. But I got to tell you something, we're talking about juicing, and if you are choosing to eat animal products and hopefully they're clean, organic as possible, etc., it's okay. When you add the benefits and the powerfulness of the nutrient dense plants that Ray is talking about, it doesn't matter. So you can get educated with these documentaries, but still remember, when we're talking about juicing, we're talking about getting you nutrients in that are dense and they're plant-based and they've got phytonutrients. And next week, I know we're going to tease it because we're going to talk about something else, because what might you need to boost your juice? Okay, that's your little teaser. So one, get educated. Number two, you got to buy yourself a juicer, and you can go to everydayjuicer.com and check out the different varieties of juicer. I myself have a Vitamix because I am hardcore and I throw things in there that probably shouldn't be eaten. Okay. Number three, what to buy? Well, Ray said pretty much anything you want. Number four, recipes. Experiment by yourself. You've got your own taste buds. You've got your own palate. There are so many things that you can tweak and twist and make that juice almost welcoming, like you can't wait to take it down. Number five, I can't read my writing. What the heck did you say?
Lemons and limes.
All right. Lemons and limes. So once you get that juice, that glass of juice, just like you're sort of, just as you would sort of garnishing a cocktail, go ahead, boom, into that juice. And number six, spices. And I bet you, Ray's going to tease the next segment that he's going to be with me next week, but I bet you in further segments, subsequent segments, Ray's going to talk all about the benefits of some of these spices he's talking about, right?
Absolutely. You got it. So listen, here's where we're at. We basically got you people juicing. I'm telling you, it is the closest thing to the fountain of youth. I look better than I've ever looked, both internally and externally, and I feel great. But what's amazing is I figured out what was missing, and that was all the vitamins, and that's what we're going to talk about next week. So we're going to give our juice a boost.
All right. We're going to give our juice a boost. I love that. This is the Everyday Juicer. We've got Ray Deustar, or otherwise known as the Juice Star, with us every week. So thanks so much for listening on Radio MD, radiomd.com. This is Mindful Medicine. Stay well.